7.
Hey everybody, welcome to part two of the Summer of Investigations on Your Dime. Oh yes indeed, here on America Tonight we're talking a lot about whistleblowers, aren't we? Or so it seems. Is he a hero? Is he a fool? Will he pay the price? We're talking about Edward Snowden. By now you know who he is. He's the 29-year-old who decided to talk about the deep, dark secret of the NSA. Although we did know some of what was happening. We didn't know how big the net was as far as what the NSA was culling over, all kinds of conversations through the internet, emails, anything you can imagine was probably happening. If you've been on America Tonight, you can be almost certain that somebody has heard it somewhere at some point, at least in the initial stages of what the NSA was doing. So Snowden probably risks going to jail. Now they're looking through this as far as a criminal investigation. So what does the White House have to say? Here's the mouthpiece. That would be Jay Carney.
I believe the Office of the Director of the National Intelligence has said that they will be doing a damage assessment. The DNI's National Counterintelligence Executive, rather, is conducting a formal damage assessment. There is obviously an investigation underway into this matter. And for that reason, I am not going to be able to discuss specifically this individual or this investigation. He is interested in having that debate and having this discussed. He believes it's in our interest as a nation to discuss it and debate it and for us to collectively assess where that balance should be struck. Action is being taken and will be taken to protect our national security information. Leaks of sensitive classified information, they cause harm to our national security interests, are a problem, a serious problem. The president was briefed by members of his senior staff about that development and others, and he has been briefed regularly as these matters have occurred over these last several days.
All right, fair or foul, how much is too much? Is there too much government overreach? And really, should this kid be hailed as a hero? What did he have to gain by leaking the information in the first place? Right now, he's holed up in Hong Kong. But like I said, he could end up behind bars. Let's take our first one. Let's dip out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. You know, I work as a crypto tech. Four and a half years at Fort Meade, and probably another 10 years in the next security group. So, you know, I know all about that stuff, and I'll just tell you one thing. I was in the transition between the first President Bush and then when Clinton came in, and it was like a shockwave that went through NSA. One day, they pulled all of us, well, in my little office, about six or seven of us, and they took us to this room, and there was a lawyer from the Clinton administration, and he sat down and he gave us, you know, the new rules, you know, and basically, you know, they're going to be very, very strict about listening to conversations that involve any possibility of an American citizen. Previous to that, we could listen to an American citizen if we thought he was speaking or she was speaking to an agent from another country that was involved in trying to hurt the United States, or if it was a drug situation. But Clinton came in and said, no, 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 you're going to have to jump through a whole lot more hoops before you listen to it. And I stood up and I said, hey, but, you know, what if we just pretend that, you know, I was trying to figure out a way to get around this because I wanted to fight the war on drugs, you know. And
right.
The guy said, In that case, we would take all legal means necessary to punish you and ruin that silence. They weren't playing, in other words. They were not playing. I'm a right winger. I didn't like Clinton at all. But let me tell you what. When it came to that, there was a big difference between the Bush. I mean, Bush had been the director of the CIA.
You know? Right,
and
right.
He had been vice president under Reagan for 8 years and then president. But he had a totally different mind frame. You know, he was a World War II vet and Clinton was a little hippie. But when it came to defending the rights of American people, he definitely was for that. And you know, if you can't impeach a president for the things that are coming out in the last few weeks, you know, I don't know what you can impeach him for. I mean, you know, the IRS, you know, hunting down, doing like a Gestapo thing against conservatives and Christians, and then listening to everybody's phone call, everybody's email. They say they're not listening to the sentences and the phrases and the conversations.
Right.
That's bull. I mean,
I agree.
Know, you don't have to. You don't have to store, and they've got storage out the yin yang. But you don't have to store every letter and every word. For example, when you in your show, you say, "Kate Delaney, America Tonight." You say that 10 times.
Right.
All I have to do is make one bit. Use one bit of information to represent that phrase. You see, and there's probably a thousand phrases that we use all the time. So right there, you're saving all kinds of you know, that's the way they zip and unzip this stuff. Just like when you download something, it comes in a little packet and you unzip it.
Sure.
You know? So it's unbelievable that this is happening. But I tell you what, I heard Michael Savage today, and I think he hit a home run today. He said it's kind of funny that the Chinese president's coming over here, and all of a sudden this guy shows up in communist China. You know, they call it Hong Kong, but that's still communist China. You know, I don't think it's it could be a little bit more than what we're seeing. You know, because there's a lot of other places I think he could have shown up. So we'll see, but I think it's got something to do with the Chinese visit too.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting because you're right. He's in Hong Kong, and so it is kind of strange. It is very strange the timing, I guess. But I think that's a little bit of coincidence, perhaps. But the choices for Snowden to be there, of all the places he could have picked, and you know, again, this is a guy who was a high school dropout and went to classified leaker and overnight fame instantaneously. He's either a hero or a hump, depending on how you look at it. Coming up on America Tonight, on the flip side, Michael Hassan talks to us. He's got a new book out called Crash and Burn. It's big because of so many things that teenagers are facing. How many teenagers are committing suicide? How many teenagers are thinking of doing some terrible things in their schools? He writes a novel that he hopes will peel back some of the mystery on that. Stay with us. That conversation coming up around the bend.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey safety system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, we have a terrific book for you. In fact, a few lucky winners are going to get copies of Crash and Burn. Michael Hassan is in our virtual green room right now. He's written this novel, and it mixes in all kinds of stuff. You have teenagers. This is a must-read for them, certainly. It talks about first love. It talks about hate. It talks about two high school seniors and a big bad morning that changed their lives forever. I don't want to give it all away, but Michael, we spared no expense for him. He's sitting in a Yankee-filled green room right now. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Michael, thanks for popping on the show.
Right, just mentioning that I'm a Mets fan again. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us about putting this book together, because, you know, this is the first book of its kind for you, and to pick up on all of these themes, and I didn't even cover all these themes. Did you feel like you really had an audience that you could touch and a story to tell?
Well, I wanted to create a book from a different perspective, and the main character, Stephen Krasinski, known as Crash, is a sufferer of ADD, which is, I wouldn't call it a disease, but it's something that plagues him and also labels him all his life. And he's writing the book about his relationship with David Burnett, who his friends know as Burn. And the perspective of the book is really taking a kind of a timeless coming-of-age story and using the current time from 1990 to 2008 really as a character in the book, and including the confrontation between two kids, one who has ADD and the other who was diagnosed as bipolar disorder, is considered a genius, but also has other afflictions.
Yeah. And again, you'd have to read all the details, and I feel like we need to sneak peek and tell people some of what's included in this. And Crash really becomes a hero, doesn't he? Because his classmate that you just described, Burn, was going to take a few lives into his own hands, wasn't he, when he was going to come to school and alter that high school forever, correct?
Well, it's no secret that the book is fundamentally about a siege of a high school, but... And in fact, we mentioned that Wright Crush actually gets a book contract to talk about how he was a hero in saving the school. But the book is equally about the relationship that was cultivated between these two kids, a real love-hate relationship, and its effect of the times on these kids.
Is it, when you put this together, is part of the idea in weaving this story is that this can really resonate with kids now because of what they're seeing? I mean, I have a nephew who just turned 12, and certainly he knows all about, you know, Newtown, Connecticut. He knows what happened in Columbine. They discuss a little aspects of this already at his age in school, for goodness sake. In a lot of schools, they have now rehearsals in case somebody comes in. What do? They have drills, I guess is a better way to say it. So, Michael, it's probably a little bit of a different experience than you and I had in school.
Very much so. And in fact, part of the book really was addressed towards parents because I did very careful research with kids in high school during that period of time to learn what they were really doing. And there's this element of drug use and alcoholism that really isn't skirted at all by the book, but is mentioned very specifically in a very authentic way because of the research that I did. It is a wake-up call for parents, and it was written kind of on a two-level scenario, that one, it's a story about kids in this time, but it's also something that I think parents could read on a more timeless basis, but also something that is an eye-opener so that when parents look at their children who's in 11th, 12th grade, they should look at them with a more realistic perspective. Now, I don't know that your nephew at 12 years old should be reading this book because of its the seriousness of its nature, but older kids from high school on certainly, mm-hmm, I think will enjoy it very much, will recognize their friends in it, but also learn from some of the characters' mistakes, hopefully.
Yeah. To pull this all together, first of all, you know, it's always fascinating to me in the whole writing process. Cause, you know, that's that old thing where you tell somebody when you're out for a couple of drinks or you're out watching the Mets or whatever, hey, I got this idea for a book, listen to this. And then people never follow through on it. What pushed you to the point of, hey, I'm writing this story, and how long did it take you from the time you sat down and started doing it to completion?
I saw a lot of these kids going through real difficult times being labeled, and I was looking for a real unique voice to pick up writing again, having not done it for quite a while, and saw these kids in this scenario as something, as I said before, is a timeless scenario, these tribal kids going to school, being in groups, being excluded from groups, and I was really deeply committed to writing after seeing the effect of medicines and other things on kids, and again, kids being labeled with certain things and using that as an excuse.
Yeah. As you put this together, it's funny you talk about in the beginning, you give us a lot of the backstory. Was that the idea so we'd know that, hey, we're dealing with the, you know, ADHD here, we're dealing with the medications that you're mentioning, we're dealing with all kinds of things, bipolar, all of that. Was the idea to write it in that vein that somebody with that could understand it and could resonate with them?
Yeah, part of it also was that I wanted to write a book that a kid with ADHD could read, because typically they're used to seeing video games where action is nonstop, and in some respects the scenes are nonstop, and the writing would hopefully resonate with kids who would understand the language, have heard it before all day in schools, live the life, recognize themselves in others. So yeah, I really wanted to reach out to kids who don't typically read books, as well as their counterparts who love them.
Yeah. I mean, this is your first novel, so putting this together, I bet you already have three more books in you, maybe along the same lines. Am I right?
Let's call it two more books. Another is a very contemporary YA book that I'm in the middle of at the moment, and the other is a surprise.
I like that. It's a surprise. When you
surprise
went to,
even to me.
There you go. When you went to, you know, when you put it together and you knew you had something, you did all that kind of stuff, was the pitch just so easy?
The pitch is never easy for debut writers at this point. It still took probably 6 months from the time I sent it out to the time I got somebody to respectfully read it and call me. During that period of time, I was sitting and wondering, you know, what did I actually do here?
So, there you go.
It's very difficult as a new writer to create something that third parties will read because, again, just like Crash with his ADHD, everybody's bombarded with all types of entertainment from, you know, instant Netflix videos to video games, etc.
After putting it together, were you surprised? I mean, this book has really taken off. You know that. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
And it's just in the beginning stages, really. It can keep growing. It's got legs, in other words, Michael. You got to be happy about that. What was the first time you realized, I got something here? This is really going to work. This is magic. This is happening. When did you know? What was it when you first got the copy? It was done. It was printed, that whole thing, or what was it?
For me personally, it was when I sat in a place and finalized the first chapter, the first draft of the last chapter, and wrote the end, and I felt that this was different than anything I had read before.
So I became
as much a fan, I think, as I hope other people will be.
Yeah. In doing the research, when you sat upon the beginning, you know, here we are taking you back to the wow, you birthed this book and everything, but if you go back to the initial pains, let's say, labor pains of it, and you were doing the research, were you stunned at some of the stuff that you came across?
Absolutely. There is this Olympian mentality of kids now to get higher than each other, to drink more than each other, and still to be able to hide it effectively and to stay together as I said, a tribal unit where everything happens in a secret society. Parents are less involved. And their job, their duty to their friends to keep things from the adult.
Do you think that's part of the problem? I mean, obviously, as you uncover this, does it seem like the problem's bigger than we were kids? Or just because we have new ways to find out about it, we see all these ugly statistics? You think it's worse?
I think that there's just so much more coming at them these days. One of the things that Crash actually mentions in the book is that in any school all across the country, there could be any number of kids who are at risk for certain things, whether it's violence or other types of behavior that's antisocial. And the kids generally know who they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know who they are. Well, we know your book, Crash and Burn, and we're going to give a copy away to someone right now at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. For the rest of you, go out and pick it up. It is a phenomenal read. It works for adults, and it definitely works for those teenage, preteen kids, too, as well. Michael, don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks so much.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Should that be what happens with the government's phone and internet surveillance program? Should they rip it up? Hey, the jig is up. We know how broad this is. Demantle the sucker now, and let's figure something else out, because this is flat out an invasion of privacy. Who is listening to your conversations at 3 in the morning? And really, Ed Snowden is either a hero or he's a traitor. He is the source of the NSA leak that's been revealed, that's for sure. But should there be more oversight into what they're doing with the surveillance program? And, is this just something that people are talking about? Is this the price we pay for security? We certainly can't just whisk it away and say, well, we live in a different world now, so let the government do whatever it likes, because that's not good. What I think is interesting is Obama, part of the transparent administration, is definitely not transparent. If you listen to the top of the show, you heard Jay Carney say that, leaking classified information, endangering Americans, this is what they're standing on. So they're going after him. He's going to go down if possible. They're looking into a criminal, and they're criminally investigating Snowden for what he did for the big reveal, as he was the leaker. And he's a former technical assistant for the CIA and a current employee, if you will, of a defense contractor, big group, Bose Allen Hamilton, if you've ever heard of them. And he was a contractor with them in Hawaii for like 3 months or so. He hightailed it to Hong Kong and then started doing these interviews. Really, the first one was with The Guardian, did a video interview with him and talked about that he was the leaker. He was the one who talked about how broad this was and gave specifics on what happened. So here's the thing. The government could try to charge him with treason under the Espionage Act. But, you know, think about this. They'd have to prove that he had intent to betray the United States. Snowden, in his comments, says his motive was just to inform the public and spur on some debate. That was it, to inform them what was being done and what's being done against them. So proving the Espionage Act may be a little bit tough. And, you know, he'll lawyer up. There is one attorney. There's not more than one. There's a couple attorneys that specialize in this kind of stuff, and you can be sure that they'll jump on this case. He says the government is trying to intimidate people with threats of retaliation for revealing wrongdoing, and that is that against the public interest? What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll take some calls, and also we have plenty of people who have sent us emails and whatnot related to this. We will hit the mailbag because most of what came in had to do with what happened here with Snowden and whether or not you think he's in the deep end of the pool and needs to be prosecuted, or whether or not he was really just trying to make a point. And his point is one that's worthy of looking at, because what did he really have to gain by revealing this information, by leaking it out? He definitely could face a lot of jail time, there's no question, because he released classified info. So he had access to classified information. It was not declassified, and he released that information. So if he is extradited from Hong Kong or China or wherever else he is, then, you know, ultimately, they'll nab him. There's no question about that. What's interesting is there haven't been a lot of comments, and we're going to take calls, so just hang on, everybody, and we'll go to you. We'll do the mailbag segment at the tail end of this hour, and I'll let you hear some of the comments. So I'll throw the number out again, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Department of Justice at this point is in just the initial stages of investigating this. So, you know, not much is released. I tried to tweak every source I could in D.C., and they're definitely talking about this. But the administration is being incredibly careful about what they're saying, because they know they've been down this highway already, and they're going to tread very cautiously with what they ultimately say, because it's just the beginning of this. And they're saying that it's the unauthorized disclosure of classified info. We know that, by somebody who had authorized access and then ultimately bailed. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick, what do you think? Oh, missed you there. All right, let's go to Rex, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rex, how are you?
I'm fine, my dear. How are you tonight?
I'm great. What do you think, Rex? Is he a hero?
I don't think he's a hero. I don't think he's a traitor. I think he's a goat.
He could be a goat. There you go. That's the in-between.
I mean, yeah, in other words, I think he came out prematurely. He didn't have enough outside of information that he had. But wherewithal to come out and do this more appropriately. So I would hope the fact that he's exposed this and other things come down the pike, as they say, would be more beneficial or important than falling on him. So, you know, in other words, if he's got attorneys that are going to help him out, that's fine. But this is a gross injustice, taking this amount of information out of stuff. And you can't tell me they weren't monitoring these calls. Take third grade math to tell you, hey, okay, A adds up to B and C equals this. You know, okay, so-and-so made a call to so-and-so, and that's who they made the call to. So, okay, let's figure it out in the interim. Just, it's, you know, so, no, I there's a lot of stuff that's going on anymore that just I can't fathom anymore. It's just too much a monumental task. But in this instance, I believe this, let the information fall where it may. They're going to do what they're going to do to him. One part of the government's going to pillar and post him, and the other ones are going to say, hey, you know, when you talk about patriots and heroes, I'm hard pressed to go there.
You know, well said, Rex. I agree with you. I don't think he's a hero. I don't understand why people are saying that he's a hero, because I don't agree with that either. You know, the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, is saying that the leaks are reckless, and then that in the past couple of days he's taken the rare step of declassifying some details about them to be able to respond to these reports about counterterrorism techniques and why it's out there, and disclosing some information about the specifics used to collect information. But he's saying now this gives our enemies the playbook on how to avoid detection. So we're really screwing ourselves, is what he's trying to say. PRISM is what it's called, allows the government to tap directly into the servers of major U.S. internet companies, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, AOL, all that kind of stuff. And they basically scoop out video chats, instant messages, and they say they're tracking foreign nationals who are suspected of terrorism or espionage. And they say the government's not listening to any of the billions of phone calls, only logging the numbers. But, you know, I can't buy that. Give me a break. There's no doubt, though, on the letter of the law, what'll be interesting, what I just said about the Espionage Act. What will be interesting is the fact that it is classified. When something is labeled as classified, it's classified. So if you work for them, you leak it, he definitely leaked it. Those are the facts. He leaked classified documents. But, you know, this whole data grabbing stuff, and the fact that, you know, you have Facebook and Google, they're saying that they didn't know that that was happening. And they say that, you know, okay, so what are they... Is this making a difference in tracking terrorists, which was my question anyway? Are we really, what is it doing? What have we done by doing this? Looking at the duration of calls and phone numbers and names, gathering names and callers and, you know, all of that. So privacy, security, I mean, this is the scales that we're weighing here, and obviously there's choices we have to make, but we can certainly all agree, listen, there was some crazy overreach here without a doubt. You cannot have a government that says, well, listen, this is for your safety, we're just going to do whatever we're going to do, because we don't want that. Certainly you don't want to go to that extreme of let us do whatever we want to do in the name of thwarting terrorism and keeping us safe. I would want to know the follow-up to that. But now the cat's out of the bag. There's no doubt about it. Someone somewhere is laughing hysterically over all of this. I'm not laughing hysterically over it, but I know that there are other people certainly that are. So the president says the government, yes, is collecting reams of phone records, phone numbers, all that kind of stuff. And saying that he welcomes a debate on this issue. Well, what kind of debate would that be? Who's going to debate all this? We're debating it now. And this is what this kid said. Ed Snowden said, well, I think people need to know so they can have that conversation. And the one thing he did tell The Guardian, he said, I feel satisfied that this was all worth it. I have no regrets, that I hope that, you know, by the fact that the publicity of the leaks will provide him with some protection, which is what I think. He also realized that he could, for every count that they charge him with, once he's extradited, which Hong Kong has an extradition treaty with the United States that kicked in the late 90s, he could get some serious jail time for this. You know, and if that's the case, you know, he's looking at maybe up to 20 years. So was it all worth it? I think that's really why he leaked it, to protect himself. All right, we're kicking it to the other side of the wall. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here on America Tonight. And as I promised, we will hit the mailbag. And so without further ado, let's do that.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Nate, who says, Kate, I think the show's great. I have to say, with this NSA leak stuff, what a bunch of crap. The White House speaking out of both sides of their mouth. Now they welcome a debate over electronic surveillance. They really wanted to keep it under wraps. Let's face it, this kid is toast. They'll snuff him out. There's no question about it. So the high school dropout, who now has international fame, will get lots of headlines and will go down in history as a whistleblower, but one that ends up behind bars. He might be 49 years old by the time he is released. Was it worth it? That's what I would have to ask. Was he really so pure as the driven snow in his intentions. I'd like to know what the rest of the people listening to the show have to think about that. But I do think the government has completely overreached, and I call BS on the fact that now they're trying to backtrack and say, oh, let's have a debate on this nonsense. Joe in Illinois agrees. He says the government is on a power grab and they're not entitled to it. There is no public oversight. It's ridiculous that they have this kind of latitude. So good for Snowden for leaking the information. I got to think he doesn't have a lot of personal gain in this. For goodness sake, does he think he's going to be part of a Hollywood movie? Is he going to write a book after this? I don't think he's a hero, but I don't think he's a villain either. He's no Daniel Ellsberg, who did what he did with the Pentagon Papers and the Vietnam War. However, I do believe the government is backtracking, and the Obama administration is ridiculous. Democratic, my rear end. They're anything but. They're Bush plus. What do you think, Kate? Well, they're definitely not transparent, that whole power to the people thing. Yeah, you know, we're gonna let you know everything that's happening, and they are backtracking because they didn't have this discussion before. There was no discussion on, hey, you know, this is we're in a brave new world here now with the internet, and there's things in the name of terrorism that we're going to be doing as a nation, and you know, this kind of stuff that we're gonna be looking at certain things, and we're gonna go and cull certain information. But then again, somebody would tell me in the government that, well, what do you think? We're going to just hand over the keys to the kingdom and tell you exactly what we're doing? You think people out there aren't monitoring us? They don't know what's happening? This is the problem with this. You know, it's cloak and dagger, and some of it has to be cloak and dagger, but I think too much of this is too far down the rabbit hole, too much overreach, and then backing it up. So I squarely, this whole thing, I would slam the administration for it, no question about it. There is no middle ground here. I mean, you know, there isn't. And it's easy to stand behind. This is the thing. They attacked the Bush people for that. I mean, it's hypocrisy, because in running in 2008, that was the big thing with Obama, and then getting the repeat performance. You know, the first thing was all about, we're not like those other guys. We're not like those bad guys that were in here before. We're going to be transparent. We're going to let you know what's going on. This is a government for the people and by the people, and that's what it's about. And they're not that way. They're not. It's just, that's not what the Obama administration is. So now we want to have a national debate after the cat's out of the bag. Please give me a break on that. All right, here's another one. This one from Shelley D., who says, hello, America Tonight and Ms. Delaney. I enjoy your offerings. I have to say that this NSA surveillance, most likely you have been surveilled. Most likely I have been surveilled. But do you have anything to hide? Here's the problem I have with all of this. We should have privacy. Privacy shouldn't be dead. I should be able to Google and email and Twitter and do all the things that I do, and I am my friends, and not worry about people reading some of my ridiculous IMs. However, when you have surveillance and when you're trying to track down people who are part of sleeper cells, I would assume, although I am no spy, that you have to go through those kinds of things. You have to look at Facebook postings. You have to figure out and trace certain emails. I believe that in trying to catch some of the would-be bad guys, you have to be able to have access to that information. So it is a very tricky thing. Surveillance programs in so many ways are not good, but in other ways, maybe they're necessary. However, Snowden, the kid that kicked open this Pandora's box, in my mind, cannot be called a hero. Whistleblower, perhaps, if you stretch the definition of whistleblower, but he's released information about specific methods that the government is using to collect communications to go after terrorists. So clearly, he showed our hand. What business was it of the 29-year-olds to do that? Well, he would tell you that the business is, hey, the government's not going to tell you, so I'm going to let you know what was happening. I was working on IT. I was security for the CIA, and I worked closely here with this government agency, and I was part of this. I was looking. I know what this, all this information, how it was being acquired. And so I want the world to know the impact of that. And because I have, because I'm responsible for maintaining the computer network security, and I have clearance, he had clearance to classified documents, I'm seeing everything. I realized what I was doing for them, and I didn't like it. So now I mapped my escape route, and this is the only way I could let you know. Certainly, I was not going to be able to release that while I was employed. That wasn't going to be able to happen. So there you go. Lots of people reacting to it. Our pal Rick in Illinois is back. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What do you think?
Well, I'm just doing my stuff. For one thing, the Supreme Court ruled years ago that if you dial a number, lose your right to privacy. So if you hear anybody quoting the Fourth Amendment, that's going out the window. They said it's okay. Then the government's been spying on people anyway. Back in the 60s, they were spying on the hippies. So, you know, it's been going on for years and years. So, then a lot of people think they're got for it. My, they want to buy it knowingly. Most of the boring don't get out. So.
Yeah. Here's the thing, you're right about that. Are we all naive? No. Do we not believe? I mean, how many times do you hear somebody in a conversation, well, they all know what we're saying anyway? I mean, of course, yeah. People believe that. But I guess here's the problem. You should have a right, though, Rick, to some privacy. I do believe you should have a right to some privacy. And the way I look at it, if I was being trite about it, why do they want to know about my nonsense? Why do they want to know about your nonsense? And there is something very, very creepy in thinking that your personal info is being, you know, washed, is being looked at. But that what they're trying to say is, listen, that's a bunch of nonsense. It's not being specifically looked at. If there's nothing in looking at a number, we see nothing. We're not going any deeper than that. Why would we waste the time? So now there's even an argument over what specifically is happening. Here's at this point, and I guess maybe some of this would be released, maybe, but I don't know that they feel the need to do that, is did it lead to, in doing, and going through all these internet companies and getting all this meta data, getting all that information, did that lead to stopping any kind of real terrorist threats in this country? I'd be very, very curious about that.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.